Hello, I'm back in my office now, back from Cafe Bever, and it's come to my attention that my audio boo from earlier this morning about election portraiture cuts out after 15 minutes. So you are robbed of my thoughts, but I'm going to correct that now. I was looking at the campaign posters of three politicians, and it's just struck me that the portraits that they chose are possibly not the best ones they could have had. Firstly, the first one that I was looking at was John Gilroy, who is the Labour Party candidate here in my constituency, or the constituency where I live, rather. And his photograph is beautifully lit, I have to say. It's a very striking image. The only problem with the photograph itself is that John looks thoroughly miserable and faintly hostile in the photograph. Maybe it was an attempt to go for probably the most famous political portrait, which is of Winston Churchill, taken by, I think it was Karsh who took it. And it's that very intense picture of Winston Churchill glaring into the camera. And how the photographer got that picture was he plucked Winston Churchill's cigar from Winston Churchill's lips just before he took the photograph, which Winston didn't like very much, apparently, which is why you get that kind of very defiant portrait, which at the time was kind of what the country needed to see in the UK. Whether it's appropriate at the moment for a politician to try and copy that, I don't know, but in John Gilmore's case, he looks, like I say, quite miserable and faintly hostile. Now, below that one was a photograph on an election poster for Billy Kelleher, the Fianna Fáil campaign, Fianna Fáil candidate in this campaign. And there are two things about Billy's photograph that are interesting. One is the lighting is quite bland. It's not as dramatic as the one in John Gilroy's photograph, for instance. But the what really gets me is the fact that the colouring, Billy's face is orange. It's practically the same colour as the orange band in the Irish flag. Now, I'm sure that wasn't the intention, but he has that kind of day glow look about him. Not only that, but in the photograph, his expression is one of mild apprehension is the best I can describe it. It's almost as if he is expecting you to walk up to him, and he's seen you coming from some distance, and he's trying to smile warmly. He's not getting there, and it's almost as if he's expecting you to come up to him and for you to give him your opinions on the Fianna Fáil party and the corruption / incompetence that has driven the country to the state it's in at the moment. Which, again, is not quite what you want from your election poster, I'm sure. Below that is a photograph of Padraig O'Sullivan, an election poster for Padraig O'Sullivan. Padraig's photograph is, again, fairly it's kind of a bit of a bland photograph, which is very strange. It's the lighting isn't as dramatic as in the John Gilroy one, but that's kind of, you know, neither here nor there, but what gets me about that photograph of Padraig O'Sullivan is he's kind of got a quarter smile on his face. And the problem with things like quarter smiles and smiles that don't quite get to the eyes is you can look smug. And again, smugness and politics, they go hand in hand, don't they? We've got, he's an independent candidate, is Padraig O'Sullivan, and it to look smug on your campaign poster, I don't think quite does it. Now, the interesting thing here is I don't really know either any of the three candidates I've been talking about, and for all I know, they are really nice people, really genuine people, and really warm and open people. It's just that their campaign photographs don't convey that. They don't really convey any of the personality, or at least you hope they don't, because based on their campaign photograph, I would vote for none of the above. Anyway, just some thoughts on campaign photography, and if you have listened to part two, you will know what happened immediately after the first recording or first attempted recording of this audio.